Saudi Arabia says it's trying to get Arab and Muslim countries to send peacekeepers to Iraq, something the U.S. has been unable to do up to now. Secretary of State Colin Powell and Iraq's prime minister discussed the Saudi proposals at a meeting in Jeddah today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A top Saudi official said that his country has been in contact with potential troop donors from the Muslim world and has found that no one will get involved in Iraq if a Muslim force would be under U.S. command. The official, who asked not to be named, said a Muslim force would have to be seen as replacing U.S. troops. As he put it, the troops would be in Iraq not to promote an occupation, but to end it. The Saudis also insist that the request for troops comes directly from Iraq. Today in Jeddah, Iraq's interim prime minister Iyad Alawi appealed to Muslim nations, though not Iraq's neighbors, to help his government battle terrorists.
I call upon the leaders of the Islamic countries and the Arab countries to close ranks, because this is really, basically, it's our fight. Those are people who claim to be part of Islam. They are not.
It didn't help that as he made that appeal, an Islamist group posted a threat on a website to strike any Muslim country that considers sending troops. No country has made any commitments. Indonesia's foreign ministry said it would take part only if it were a United Nations peacekeeping force. An Arab League official was quoted as saying a Muslim force could gain support only if it's accompanied by a timetable for a U.S. withdrawal. As for Pakistan, its ambassador to Washington, Ashraf Qazi, says while he will soon become the U.N. envoy to Iraq, that should not lead anyone to believe that Pakistan will send troops.
There has been some media speculation that my appointment has in some way obliged or inclined my government to sort of take a decision of a particular kind on this issue. That is not the case.
Qazi said many factors are at play, including public opinion in Pakistan, where many were outraged by the killing of two Pakistani hostages in Iraq. At the State Department, spokesman Adam Arely said the discussions about a Muslim force are still in the early stages.
A lot of questions remain to be answered regarding size, structure, mandate, command and control. This is something that will be the subject of discussions over the next several weeks.
Talks that follow the Bush administration's apparently fruitless efforts to persuade Muslim countries to join a force to protect the United Nations personnel in Iraq. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the newly proposed force may not draw big commitments.
Very often in situations like this, countries really only are willing and able to support very token forces. Now, Pakistan is already facing significant problems in its western area and in dealing with the problems in Afghanistan. So we shouldn't exaggerate what can and cannot be done, even if this proposal takes on a more tangible form.
At the Brookings Institution, defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon was slightly more upbeat, saying the Saudi initiative would make it easier for countries interested in a stable Iraq to help. But he, too, wouldn't overstate the potential for burden sharing.
We have a very modest amount right now, of course, roughly 15% of the total size of the coalition, with the other 85% being American. Maybe this will bump the total number up to 20% non-American and 80% still U.S. GIs. And that would still be a pretty meager coalition by the standards of our past activities.
The Saudi initiative comes as another attempt at burden sharing ran into troubles. NATO agreed at a summit last month to help train Iraqi security forces, but talks continue to drag on in Brussels about the logistics, with the Bush administration pushing for a major NATO mission inside Iraq and under U.S. command, and France resisting this. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.